this morning. The Thanksgiving Eve service would be November 25th at 7 p.m. If you'd like to participate by sharing music, a reading, or something similar, you can sign up in the foyer. There's a sheet for that. Meals on Wheels is also going to be next week, so that involves picking up the sacks that they have from the hospital at 11 a.m., and then you will distribute that. Pretty simple, pretty easy to pick up, and there's a sign-up for that as well in the foyer. The 2021 Church Verse will be accepting suggestions through December 6th, so if you want to pitch an idea for the Church Verse, you can go ahead and do that, and you can put it in the elders box in the foyer. Christmas caroling will be on December 6th at 5 p.m. We'll meet here, and then we will go caroling in person in town. We will also have a time that we are live streaming one of the locations that we're at, so we will have that available to people who are not in town or not wanting us to be in close contact. And then also Powerful Living, at the annual meeting, we decided that we'll be distributing that on an individual basis. So if you would like the Powerful Living pamphlet, you can go ahead and sign up for that in the foyer, or you can contact Mark Kettlehut for more information. Are there any other announcements this morning? All right. Oh, we are also not having Club Rock this week. We will most likely resume the following week after Thanksgiving. So the call to worship this morning is Psalm 93. It says, "The Lord reigns, he is robed in majesty. The Lord is robed, he has put on strength as his belt. Yet the world is established, it shall never be moved. Your throne is established from of old. You are from everlasting. The floods have lifted up, O Lord. The floods have lifted up their voice. The floods lift up their roaring. Mightier than the thunders of many waters, mightier than the waves of the sea, the Lord is on high, is mighty. Your decrees are very trustworthy. Holiness befits your house, O Lord, forevermore."
Good morning. Stick your hymnals and turn to number 559. "Come, ye thankful people, come." 559. Should we stand? Cassie wants to stand. She beat me to it. "Come, ye thankful people, come. Raise the song of harvest home. All is safely gathered in ere the winter storms begin. God our Maker doth provide for our wants to be supplied. Come to God's own temple, come. Raise the song of harvest home. All the world is God's own field, fruit unto his praise to yield. Wheat and tares together sown, unto joy or sorrow grown. First the blade and then the ear, then the full corn shall appear. Lord of harvest, grant that we wholesome grain and pure may be. For the Lord our God shall come and shall take his harvest home. From his field shall in that day all the fences purge away, give his angels charge at last, in the fire the tares to cast, but the fruitful ears to store, in his garner evermore. Even so, Lord, quickly come to thy final harvest home. Gather thou thy people in, free from sorrow, free from sin, there forever purified, in thy presence to abide. Come with all thine angels, come, raise the glorious harvest home. Take a minute to turn and wave to somebody. Bump elbows if you like.
Well, good morning again. Owen is still waving. His sister's not paying attention. And just to let folks know here, we're having a few technical difficulties, so we're not quite live streaming yet. But I did mention on Facebook that the stream will be coming soon, hopefully, but the audio version will be available. So if you have loved ones at home that are panicked and sending emails, Paula, or text messages, it's coming eventually, Lord willing. Lord willing, Pastor Jason's sermon will be available. The singing part, it's okay, Dave. But this is our opportunity for our praise and prayer time. I know if you see in the prayer section, Kay Fawcett's surgery was rescheduled due to a positive COVID test. So she was rescheduled there. Also, there was a shower to be for Sam Rogers, and that has been rescheduled as well. Orville and Millie have tested positive as well, so we'll pray for them as we are just about 3 weeks away from Sam and Kevin's wedding. Other prayer requests or praises? Yes, Terry. Grateful that God has walked faithfully through this time with you and that you are back. Yes, Dave. Yes. Gary passed away after during surgery, and the memorial services tomorrow here at 3:00, very informal time. They have requested not to have a dinner or anything like that. But they did want to make sure we had an opportunity as a community to come and remember Gary, and so that will be at 3:00. Other praises or prayer requests? Yeah, Heidi.
I have two more children who are dealing with COVID issues. Stacy in Colorado, they've decided to shut down the ranch, so they are not having their normal Thanksgiving. I'm bummed for her because she got sent home from Uganda and her experience got cut short. I'm bummed for her for this because Thanksgiving in the Valley is awesome. She is going to stay there for Thanksgiving, but then come home through Christmas and maybe the New Year, where she was going to be working there because they had projects and stuff to do. So she is coming home for at least a month. Philip called us yesterday, and his business is closing down, and he was weighing, cook for myself, so I will have two children home with me, which I'm thrilled about. I love having my kids home, but for them, I just really tough decisions that are going for everybody right now.
Yeah. So we will pray for Phil and Stacy, both of their places that they have been employed, or at least Stacy. I'm not sure. Is Stacy employed or was that an internship?
No, she's employed.
She's employed. So both of them being closed down due to COVID, but they will be coming back this way to ride things out. So we will pray for them in the adjustments, and for Mom and Dad too. Other prayer requests or praises? Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we come into this season of the year, it is the opportunity we have to set aside a day for being thankful. But you do call us to be thankful in all seasons of the year. And as we look back on this year, though there have been some significant changes and significant issues, both in our own lives, but also in the life of our country and our community, we do thank you for the blessings. And we thank you that you do walk with us through all of these situations. You were not caught by surprise because you are sovereign. Father, we lift up Carol and her children, their grandkids, in the passing and the homegoing of Gary, that you would be an ever-present help and a comfort to them. As the opportunity we have to gather on Monday, we do not take these things for granted with COVID and the cancellations of different events, the limiting of gatherings. So, Father, we do pray that the opportunity we have to come together, that they would be able to see you at work through us, as we could be your hands and feet to them. Father, I pray that you would also be with Kay and the rescheduling of her surgery, that you would give her peace of mind and heart and healing with COVID, but also we pray for healing with her breast cancer diagnosis. Father, we also lift up those that are dealing with COVID that have tested positive. We're grateful that Terry is back with us, that you would continue to heal his body and his lungs, that you would be with Orville and Millie, the Roger and Van Zee family, that you would heal for Sam and Kevin as they look at just about three more weeks before their wedding, that you would continue to watch over them, help them as they get ready to start their lives together, that you would always be the center of the relationship. We just pray for all the details that need to be worked out, and for protection and wisdom in having a wedding during this COVID time. We pray for our community, for our schools, for the teachers and staff, that you would watch over them, for our own healthcare workers, that as they work with patients, either they've been diagnosed with COVID or have other health needs, that the long hours they put in, that you would help them to find the rest and the renewal. May they truly sense your presence in their life. May you, as the great physician, protect them, and for our community, that you would heal. Father, we lift up the extended family. I think of Heidi and Todd, as Stacy and Phil have had to make adjustments in their lives with COVID issues, that you would protect their health, but also give them wisdom in this season and time, that they would find the gathering together as family just restful, but also give them wisdom in the future. And we pray for healing as well as for direction for those that are over them in how to navigate during this time of year. Father, we pray for our country as there's still turmoil. Things have been exposed, that you could bring back integrity to our electoral system, that your will would be done, that things that were done in secret would be exposed, but also for our own country, that we ultimately understand healing will not happen unless we turn to Christ. And for our country, we pray first and foremost for your church, for your people, that we would be serious about the call of discipleship in our life, the reaching out and the call of the Great Commission to send and spread the gospel throughout our communities and our state, our country, and around the world. Father, that is what this world really needs to see. We pray for our servicemen and women that are working around the world on our behalf, that you would protect them. For our missionaries, we lift up the persons to you as we focus on their ministry this month. We pray that you would supply the needs they have. COVID has affected not just our country, but every country around the world, and has affected ministries on a very personal level. Pray for their camp, that you would supply the needs, but also for the persons, as the significant loss of income, that they would be able to see others come alongside them to pick up their support. Father, that is in your hands, and they being on the field, it's hard to get those in-person contacts. So lay it on people's hearts to help pick up the giving that has been lost due to opportunities that have not been there. Father, we pray for our other missionaries that are laboring around the world, that you would give them wisdom and how to present the gospel in all the different settings. For our own time today and this week, help us to be thankful people, and for our service, that you would be honored and glorified in everything that we do and say. In Jesus' name, amen.
$556. We'll remain seated for the first one because we've got back-to-back hymns, because we are giving the praise band the week off. So let's turn to 556. They're sticking together. Okay, I'm ready. Now thank we, O Lord God, with heart and hands and voices, who wondrous things hath done, in whom his world rejoices, who from our mother's wombs hath blessed us on our way with countless gifts of love, and still he's ours today. Oh, may this bounteous God through all our life be near us, with ever joyful hearts and blessed peace to cheer us, and keep us in his grace, and guide us when perplexed, and free us from all ills in this world and the next. All praise and thanks to God, the Father, now be given, the Son and him who reigns with them in highest heaven, the one who eternal God, whom earth and heaven adore, for thus it was, is now, and shall be evermore. We'll keep right on with that Thanksgiving theme and turn one page over to 557. In thanksgiving, let us praise him. From the first bright light of morning to the last warm glow of dusk, every breath we take is sacred, for it is God's gift to us. In thanksgiving, let us praise him. In thanksgiving, let us sing songs of praise and adoration to to our gracious Lord and King. In the season of our plenty, in the season of our need, we will find His grace sufficient. We will find His love complete. In thanksgiving, let us praise Him. In thanksgiving, let us sing songs of praise and adoration to our gracious Lord and King. Safe within His hand that guides us, hidden in His healing wings, day by day His grace provides us every good and perfect thing. In thanksgiving, let us praise Him. In thanksgiving, let us sing songs of praise and adoration to our gracious Lord and King. Thanks for singing with me this morning.